ABC Radio Australia.
Now to Tuvalu, where Prime Minister Anele Sopawanga is one of the big winners in the election there, with the results released just a short time ago. Mr. Sopawanga has won his seat in the Nukufatar constituency, which he's held since 2010, in fact. He'll now serve a third term in Parliament. Among the 15 other MPs, seven are newly elected, while the only woman is Dr. Puakina Borum, who held on to her seat. Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka has been monitoring the results as they've been coming in. So, Evan, tell us more about the outcome of this election, with the results still pretty hot off the press.
That's right, Richard. The elections were held yesterday, and it started late due to heavy rain. But officials extended the voting period across the eight constituencies until 5 p.m., Now, the counting began in the evening, and it wasn't until the early hours of this morning that the results were officially announced. As you said, the big winner was Anele Sopawanga, who retained his seat, winning 491 votes, but there were also a group of new MPs who were voted in. I spoke to Tine Lewelu, who is Tuvalu's electoral commissioner, about the results.
The former Prime Minister is able to come in. We are also looking at like the case of the most northern island, and it's quite a turnaround as well, because the two former MPs were not re-elected, and they were cabinet ministers as well. One of them the deputy prime minister, and also the other was a minister. So it was quite surprising how the people choose in the way they casted their vote. They were voting for newer and younger MPs to come in to represent them.
That's right. I saw that there's up to seven new members of parliament. Is that something that's different from before?
It more or less also follows the past trend. One of them, like for one of the islands, wasn't contesting, and he was a former minister as well in the previous government. So for that island, they were like one of them has to be a new one, because the former MP who was a minister did not put a contest for that election again. He said he would rather take time off now for his family. But you're right, there were about seven of them that were new. One interesting one is the island of the most southern constituency, which is the new one that has been awarded to MPs.
So Tine Lewelu, Tuvalu's electoral commissioner, talking to Evan Wasuka, who's with me. And Evan, Anele Sopawanga, such a force at the Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting just last month, of course. He's back in as an MP, but how about retaining the prime ministership?
Well, Richard, Mr. Sopawanga has been prime minister since 2013, and he's been voted into that post already. Now, under Tuvalu's system, it's the 16 MPs who will elect the new prime minister. So right now, Mr. Sopawanga, due to his past work, is certainly a favourite for that post, but we've seen a bunch of new MPs coming in, and that could change the game a bit. Now, Electoral Commissioner Tine Lewelu said he expects the prime minister to be selected by next week at the latest.
They appoint the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister then announces also straight, not long after that, who his ministers will be and what kind of portfolios they will be performing. And then they will call an immediate Parliament to get everyone sworn in Parliament, take their oath. And at the same time, they will elect from within the 16 MPs.
Is there any, have names come out yet about who are likely contenders are?
No, it's actually depending on how they would be forming themselves. If they are going in accordance with the former groupings, which the government would tend to group together again, then like with the former ministers who are re-elected, they might again look into the candidature of the former prime minister to lead them again in that grouping. Yeah? The interesting part is how these new seven MPs will be, moving.